Let's get to our guest, Will Curtain, Portfolio Manager at Milford Asset Management. Will, hang on a second. A word to the audience. I just want to say that we bring all of these guests on the program. They don't have the foggiest notion what we're going to ask them. And the art for them is to try to answer our questions within the context of also making some of their key points. They all come in with basic ideas that they'd like to get across to you, the listener. And so let's see how artful Will Curtain is. So my first question, Will, is pretty simple, really. I mean, it's BlackRock. Their strategists say that traders that are out there betting on a sharp slowdown in inflation are making a big mistake. They're setting themselves up for disappointment. In other words, they don't think that price pressures are ebbing fast. Do you?
Hey, Brian and Paul. To step back a bit, we're believers that inflation is structural for the next decade. It's partly geopolitics and what we think is the end of globalization, or at least the stalling of globalization, which has exported cheap goods from Asia to the Western world. And it's partly because baby boomers are now 67 on average. They're beginning to retire. There's less people in the Western world aged 15 to 25 than the baby boom generation that's retiring. Tightening labor force means more wage pressure, means more inflation. So from that backdrop, where you get worried is that we haven't seen much cracks in the labor market in the US yet. That's causing wages to continue to going up strongly, and that's causing service inflation to remain strong. And it's pretty clear the Federal Reserve and Jerome Powell is very worried about this, hence the reason they've remained on their hawkish tilt. That said, we will get slowing inflation. We're past peak inflation. The big question isn't whether inflation declines on a year-on-year level. It's can it decline below 3.5% year-on-year at some point next year? We're sceptical. We think the services side is going to remain pretty strong unless you cause quite a significant recession. And that'll really test Jerome Powell's and the Federal Reserve's resolve if you start going into a recession, if you start seeing
the pain,
do they push ahead?
You don't sound too hopeful.
No, we're not too hopeful. We're not too hopeful getting below 3.5% year on year without some serious pain.
Well, let's have a little bit of context here, though. The baby boom generation that you mentioned, Generation X that followed, would well remember inflation being far higher than it is now, even at what we today consider to be elevated levels. Some of us might remember interest rates when they had were in the 20s. Are we returning to a normal, in fact? And what does a normal inflation rate look like?
Yeah, I mean, I guess normal is these cycles of high inflation, these cycles of low inflation. It's just, unfortunately, these cycles are very long. So we go through 30-year periods of disinflation, pocketed with these bouts of 10 years or 15 years of inflation. And, you know, as you rightly said, the last one of those was in the 1970s. We may be in another one now. And it's interesting that inflation peaked in 1980. And a number of interesting things occurred around that time. One is the median baby boomer turned 25, so that means most of them were aged 20 to 30, which means most of them were in the workforce. And of course, you had Paul Volcker hike interest rates up over 20% to bring it down. We are now, in our view, in another period of that inflation, but we're only 2 or 3 years into it. When Paul Volcker hiked interest rates above 20% in the 1980 to bring inflation down, you would experience inflation for 10 years, and the public and the politicians and everyone was sick of it. There was a huge political and public support to tackle inflation. I'm not sure we've got that today. Yes, inflation is hurting a lot of people. Yes, it's hurting a lot of people at the lower end of the income spectrum.
You don't see people out on the streets with the pitchforks. I get where you're going on that. It's tempting to think that this is all kind of pandemic related and Ukraine war related. We had unemployment jump up to 15% during the pandemic, and now it came way back down. The same could happen with inflation. And yes, it wasn't transitory in the case of a few months, but you know, compared to the 10 or 15 years, maybe 2 years isn't that long. So should we maybe look at this a little more optimistically?
If there's a structural trend, which we're laying out, and if we're correct on that, you have cyclical cycles within structural cycles. And I think there's no doubt the cyclical cycle for over the next 12 months is deflationary. So the cyclical forces that are dragging down inflation are, one, the supply chains have largely been resolved. Two, nearly everyone bought all the durable goods they wanted, their furniture, their cars, so the durable goods is coming down. Oil prices have come lower from that first belt rise after the war. And finally, we probably are seeing the early effects of higher interest rates on the inflation. So what we have at the moment is structural forces which are pushing inflation higher, cyclical forces pushing it down, and there's going to be a battleground next year. Can the deflationary cyclical forces push inflation below 3%?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where do you put money to work in this environment? I can imagine that if you were a retail investor, you may as well just stick some cash at the bank on term deposit at this point. But if you're bigger than that, what do you do?
Yeah.
Well, we can still hold cash in some of our funds. So one of our funds holds 50% cash because you can't own bonds and it's only own equity. So we're happy to put a little bit of cash. If you can own bonds, we think credit's much more attractive than equities. You can get 8% or 9% yields on some pretty safe companies that are very, very unlikely to be going bust or having problems. So bonds and credit in the right places are an area to look. But within equities, We're playing at defensive. We think you're inching your way towards a recession. We don't know how long or deep it'll be. We do have high confidence that profits will come down a lot, whether there is a recession or not. It's just a function of margins being unsustainably high, cost pressures coming, and top line slowing. So that means we're avoiding discretionary cyclical stocks. We're concentrating our longs within healthcare, within utilities, within staples, and it's weather the storm. And the storm really is here, and the profit decline will play out, and then you buy.
Will, what's your position on real estate at the moment?
Real estate, where I'm sitting here in Auckland, and house prices in Auckland, New Zealand, went up 200% in the last 12 years. And they went up 50% in the 2 years from the beginning of COVID to late last year. And we now have interest rates have gone, mortgage rates have gone from 2.1% up to 6.5%. And property is already down 20% in New Zealand, and it's probably going to continue going down because the market is driven by debt, and people cannot afford debt at 6.5% mortgage rates. A similar to less severe case is playing out in the US. With the fixed rate mortgage structure, as we know, mortgage rates in the US are now very high, and that's probably going to drive house prices down. But a lot of people have got those fixed mortgage rates, which is delaying the house price decline that we're seeing in other parts of the world. Yeah. So we think it goes lower, but we think it's a grind.
Okay, in 10 seconds, would you fade China?
Yes, we fade China. Buy the rumor, sell the fact. Simple
okay.
as that.
All right. Thanks, Will. Yeah, very interesting. Nice dance that we did with you. Thank you for joining us. Will Curtain, portfolio manager at Milford Asset Management in lovely Auckland, New Zealand.